Well, the campaign to get a railway connection and, of course, a decent motorway, dual carriageway road connection to a very neglected corner of Ireland has been going on now for at least 25 years. And we're just going to go on and on and on campaigning until at long last the government will start to build decent roads, railways, motorways in the northwest, as they've done elsewhere around the country. All those lovely new motorways, M2, M3 and so on, all around the country, around to Limerick and Galway and Cork, Waterford, Wexford. But the northwest is a triangle, Derry, Sligo, Dublin, Derry, Letterkenny, which is completely devoid of both rail and motorway. And it's high time something was done to put Donegal on the infrastructural map of Ireland so that we can get about the same way as everybody else for the benefit of the local economy, tourism, industry and all sorts of other things as well.
And I suppose the ATU in Letterkenny has become one of the leading colleges in Ireland. It's a very popular place for students. But I myself went to college in Dublin, and one of the questions I always got was, oh, are you getting the train back home? And I would say, no, we don't have trains. So, you know, the fact that more people are going to the ATU, but students don't have that access, they either have to drive themselves or get the bus, it can be inconvenient.
Absolutely, of course, I didn't mention that now you have, and I reiterate what you said, it's most important for colleges like ATU to have a town with a railway line in it so students can get about properly and conveniently.
And as well for tourists, you know, if there's somebody planning, you know, a trip around Ireland and they're planning on doing it by rail, you know, they're missing that connection up to Donegal, and there's people that are missing out.
It's very much to the disadvantage of Donegal in the northwest not to have railway for all sorts of reasons, economic, tourism and education, all sorts of other things. Everywhere else has it, we don't, and it's utterly wrong and it should be addressed. The money is there to do it and it should be done without any further ado.
And the meeting is being held tonight. Who do you want to see at the meeting? Who are you encouraging to attend?
Oh, everybody who comes to Station House Hotel in Letterkenny at 7:30. People will be very welcome. It'll be lovely to see you, and I hope the public will turn up and support this thing.
That's perfect, Reverend David. I don't have any further questions unless there's anything else you wanted to add.
I just want to say that we on the North West Rail Initiative, West Ulster Rail Initiative, deeply appreciate all the support we receive from the media, Highland Radio, the local papers, all that. They're very helpful, very supportive.
Okay.
We must inform the general public of Donegal and elsewhere in the northwest that every individual is aware of the lack of infrastructures and the inconvenience of it and is campaigning right to your TDs and anything you can do to help everybody, not just people like me or other campaigners, but everybody. The whole public should be involved in this.